Happy Star Wars, everybody. It is July 4th, or at least this is the episode for July 4th. I'm sorry it's coming out a little late. I was working a little bit all day on a fun little thing that I'm trying to do. It's like a little remix video for Solo, and it's kind of difficult to find a bunch of 1080p clips of that movie because it's not out on Blu-ray yet. So I'd like that to happen soon. Hope everyone having a wonderful holiday if you're in the States. We got some feedback to address. Anonymous emailer signed it MQ. Do not know who this person is. Said, you drinking tea is the opposite of ASMR. It's hurting me. Well, Marty, I mean Anonymous. The tea drinking will not stop. We'll talk about this. Other than that, I think I found some improvements to the audio, and this episode will be hopefully illustrative of that. I'm also in the middle of trying to convince my wife to rewatch The Last Jedi with me. Are people interested in watch-alongs, like a watch-along commentary? We watch a film. Oh, that's right, fireworks. Is anyone interested in like a watch-along? Right, like kind of like a commentary, but not really a commentary. More like just like a, hey, this is fun. Let's watch Star Wars together. Let's watch Empire together. Let's watch Attack of the Clones together. Yada, yada, yada. And then I can watch it and I can kind of like live comment on it. Would that be something you guys were into? Just thinking of more ideas for content. Very cool. So this episode is going to get personal. I actually like the personal stuff, because Star Wars to me is extremely personal, and Star Wars is an extremely personal story to a lot of people, and a lot of people treat Star Wars and have a much deeper connection to Star Wars than just a thing they like, and I'm decidedly one of those people. In 2007, late 2007, around September, I lost my father. It's over 10 years. Almost 10 years since he's been gone. And if you've ever lost a parent, if you've ever unfortunately had to be a part of that kind of whole ordeal, you know that never really goes away. It turns into something new. It manifests, loss manifests in some different ways. First, you're full of despair, and over time the memory of the person you lost becomes something more hard and stored away in the vault rather than something that you have constantly boiling on the stove. That's two metaphors mixed up, but that's what I do, so deal. I lost my father at a very odd time in my life as well. I was just finishing up law school. I was in my last year, and that threw me for a loop for a good deal of it, right? But the real thing was, because of me, you know, working from a very early age and kind of feeling like I had a lot of arrested development as a kid, I didn't really grow up until later on in life. I didn't really grow up until my late 20s. I suspect a lot of people can sympathize with that. I was doing okay in terms of making money and doing, you know, the things that I needed to do in law school, so I didn't have to really grow up and have that responsibility yet, and I never had to ask my dad for certain life advice that, you know, adults ask other adults. And so I didn't have a father to confide in when I was feeling like I could do nothing, like I couldn't move forward, like I was stuck. Like I thought the universe was against me. And I realized after my father had passed away and after I needed the actual advice and fatherly guidance that young men and young women need in their lives. And again, that fatherly guidance can come from many people. I'm not saying that it needs to come from a father, but you know, there's this life advice that you get from parental figures and trusted adults in your life that they transform you. They get you through the real difficult parts of growing up and becoming becoming a human, becoming a man, becoming a woman, becoming a fully actuated person, right? And I realize that's Luke's journey, right? That's Luke's journey in Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. As Luke is growing up, Luke is becoming a man. He's confronting his father. He's asking his father questions. He's having those life experiences, and he's confronting the things that are preventing him from moving forward. And by linking up my own journey to that of Luke Skywalker, I found in Yoda a real parental figure who was teaching me some of life's most important lessons. And why, after The Last Jedi came out and Yoda's final lesson to Luke was so poignantly about failure and not being, you know, you're not going to always succeed at everything, and to learn from your failures and to not let your failures stop you and make you disconnect from the world. It's about failing and making mistakes and not making the same mistakes again. You're allowed to screw up, and the universe is okay with that. The Force does not abandon you for making a mistake, as we are going to see, I believe, with Kylo Ren. And even Rey. Rey went down the dark hole, right? And the Force forgave her, because she understood the nature of it. Luke didn't. Yoda, for all intents and purposes, was my father. He taught me things that fathers teach their sons, that fathers teach their daughters, that mothers teach their sons, and mothers teach their such. You know what I mean. The parents teach their children. And there's a few Yoda quotes that really hit home for me that through my late 20s and early 30s allowed me to become aware and more successful, and put me on a path towards working hard and understanding the greater world around me and how to approach things a little bit better, just in every way. So let's talk about this, okay? Where do we even start? So I think I've got three or four really just like Yoda quotes that just like make me understand what it's like to grow up, okay? And the first is a quote all about awareness and living in the moment and not letting yourself get caught up without with the rewards before you put in the work to gain those rewards. And he's talking about Luke and how he's doesn't know whether or not Luke should be trained. And Yoda says, all his life he has looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing. And that, to me, is extremely important about stopping and seeing where you are and plotting your course forward rather than just looking to the horizon and seeing the result, right? If you don't look at your feet where you're walking and you're only looking at the horizon, you're going to trip. You need to be aware of the moment and the surroundings and the present, not just looking towards the future. Optimism is good. Blind optimism is bad. I like Yoda. Yoda's my dad. And so that's yeah, there's very much, you know, awareness right now is kind of in, right? Like as like a thing that people do. And Yoda was all about preaching awareness back in the 80s, so just saying, or late 70s, 80s. Yeah. Late 70s. This quote is one of those that I get so upset when people willfully don't understand what Yoda is saying, right? He's talking to Luke, right? Do or do not. This is the whole quote. Always with you what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try. If you're immediately that kind of person who's like, Yoda, you're gonna try in order to do, you're missing the point, right? Yoda's not saying that you can either just do something or don't do something. He's saying if you're going to do something or try something, you need to come into that task. You need to go into that endeavor with all of you. You need to go in with your heart and soul. You need to believe everything you're doing. You can't just half-ass things. He's saying you gotta put your whole ass in, right? You do it or you don't do it. Stop giving me excuses. You can't just try. Just do it or don't. Believe in the Force or don't. And this is when he's asking about the X-Wing, right? It's too big. He's like, it's too big because you think it's too big. Stop. You little shit. That's interesting, right? Do or do not, there is no try. You don't have the ability to do something perfect on the first time every time. That's a lot of fireworks. Those are decidedly not legal. The problem with Luke at this point in his life is he doesn't believe he has inner strength. He doesn't believe he can do the things that Yoda is telling him and showing him that he can do. He thinks it's cool, but he doesn't ultimately understand that he's capable of these things. And Yoda's trying to just get him to just put his heart into it, put his soul into it. And he's like, I don't know. It's doubt. When you doubt yourself, you can't put your whole self into things. And Yoda's do or do not, there is no try, is saying get rid of doubt, get rid of self, you know, the fear, the self-consciousness. Just do it. Just lift the damn rocks, lift the damn X-Wing. The Force is way stronger than your doubt of yourself. And the life lesson is, look, what have you got to lose by putting your heart and soul into something, right? What's the worst thing? You fail. You learn something. What's the best thing that happens? You do something great. Comes out real well. Do something great. It sounds great. And it follows up even, right? When he picks up the X-Wing and Luke goes, I don't believe it. And Yoda goes, yeah, this is why you fail. Because you don't believe it. Just believe it. Put your heart into it, Luke. And that's extremely important in my life. That's always been important in my life. That has been a guiding principle in everything I do, right? I'm going to put my heart and soul into everything. And if I, you know, I go into things 0 or 100, right? And that gives me a lot of momentum and strength when I want to write something or I want to brainstorm stuff. It's all about just faking it till you make it or just trying it until you win. You can't go into something with the understanding that you're going to potentially lose. Do it or don't do it. Win or don't try. It's not about the trying part of doing. It's about the attitude going into the thing, right? I recently have caught myself not taking Yoda's advice with this. And it has been painful to me. It's left me a little bit unsure of myself. It's left me, you know, a bit depressed over the fact that I'm doing some new things in my life and I'm trying some new things and I will fail. I will lose. I will make mistakes. But that's part of learning to be better, and it's not about the mistakes you make. It's about the attitude you go into it with. And if I'm going into the attitude with I don't know what I'm if I'm going into the task with the attitude of I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know how to do this, and I'm scared and unsure, and I don't trust the force, I don't trust my ability, then I'm going to fail. I don't believe it. I don't believe me. This is why you fail. Luke doesn't trust himself. He needs to just fake it till he makes it. And that's what's so important about Yoda's words with that lesson. Third big Yoda lesson that really stuck with me for such a long time, and you know, is another one of those conversations that you don't really get to have, or you want to have with your family and your parents, or you know, your trusted adults in your life. As you grow older, you get to the point where you start wanting to have adult conversation. And I never got to have those conversations with my dad. I never got to talk to him and experience him as an adult person because I was not grown up enough to be on the level of adulthood with him. And I've had it with my mother because she's alive and with us. And I can have those conversations with her, but not with my dad. Do I regret not being able to talk to my dad as an adult? I think so, a little bit. It's a little bit of regret there. I can't let it control me or hold me forever, but it's there. You acknowledge it and you let it pass. Next quote that really gets me every time is this, luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. Right, and that one is decidedly something that I don't think a lot of people who don't have a religious background really kind of understand, and not understand, but just like, you know, that's one of those spiritual things that, you know, since I'm not a very religious person, I don't have many spiritual beliefs, but I do have that spiritual belief of luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. We're more than the thoughts we have and the bodies we inhabit. You know, we are so much more than that as people, and we should all be treated with that respect. We are all luminous beings. We are all part of this wonderful galaxy, this wonderful universe that we get to experience. And that's really, really important to my worldview. Even though, you know, again, I don't really subscribe to any religious belief, but I do subscribe to the fact that we are all part of this universe. We are all part of you know, we are all made of star stuff, you know. And I think that's what Yoda's saying, is that, you know, we are more than what we present ourselves as in the physical form. We are something greater than just, you know, an animal on a planet. We have more worth than that. We have a celestial worth, whether that's religious, whether that's divine, whether that's scientific and practical, it doesn't matter. We have a purpose. You have a purpose. I have a purpose. What purpose is that? I don't know. Maybe you have to make your own purpose. Maybe the Force tells you what your purpose is. But for me, I like knowing that, look, I'm more than this. I have a connection to the universe that no one can take away. I am a luminous being, and that does not, and everyone else is, and that does not make me better or worse than anyone. There's an equality in being born of stars together, and we are all worth that moment of introspection. We are all worth something. You are worth something. And that's what Yoda is saying of everyone. The dark, the light. We are all luminous beings that belong here for a reason. Also, don't be a dick. I think Yoda said that. And the final lesson that Yoda taught was something that, again, I needed at that moment. When Last Jedi came out, I was preparing to move into a new area of my job, right? An area that I admittedly had never really, you know, tackled before. And it was scary because I knew that I'd have to be very vulnerable around my coworkers, who I like very much and respect. And I'm going to have to try new things, and I'm going to have to be extremely, again, vulnerable and make mistakes, and it's going to be tough. You know that everyone's got your back, but at the same time, you don't want to disappoint. You don't want to be frustrating. You don't want to be the thing that causes problems, or you don't want to be the weak link, right? And so when you go in and you're doing new things, it's hard to get wrapped up in the moment, or it's very easy to get wrapped up in thinking about the future and not wrapped up in the moment of things, right? Of planning the thing. Planning the thing is easy, but doing the thing is hard. And that's where I'm at, right? And along comes The Last Jedi, and I was elated because, again, I hadn't seen a Star Wars movie in how long. And I'm really enjoying Last Jedi up to this point. And out pops little Yoda. And I honestly didn't think they'd bring back Yoda. He looked amazing. Frank Oz was perfect. I teared up hearing and seeing him in the theater. It made me so happy. And then he kicks out the greatest piece of life advice that I needed right then and there in that moment. The greatest teacher failure is, right? The greatest teacher failure is. Luke could never get over his looking towards the horizon. I could still never get over my looking to the horizon. I was still stuck on what I should be doing, not what I should do right now. And I'm still making that mistake, but Yoda's words are still in my head. The greatest teacher failure is. It's okay to fail as long as you learn from it. And that is crucial. You can't just be told it, though. You have to learn it. And by learning it, you have to practice it. And by practicing it, you need to fail. Practicing failure is sound, you know, is one of those things that sounds completely bonkers and completely backwards, but you need to practice failure. I have deleted multiple episodes of the show, and it still sounds like crap. And I still put it up, even though I deleted it, and I tried again, and it came out similarly crappy. But I'm gonna keep failing, because every time I fail, I learn something new, and every time I learn something new, the audio gets a little better, and the show gets a little tighter, and, you know, one day, who knows? But that's the point, right? The thing that really gets me about Yoda's failure quote is that it is maybe the most important thing that Yoda is teaching a generation of young kids, right? We live in a world where you're not allowed to fail in public, and every kid is growing up in public. So their first thing they put up on YouTube is enshrined there forever, right? The first things people work on are usually copies of something else. You know Jenny Nicholson. Jenny Nicholson is a great YouTuber. She does a lot of fun Star Wars stuff. But originally, like, a lot of people were giving her a lot of shit because she was working off kind of like, you know, some other styles. She was kind of aping some other styles or working on that kind of stuff. But that's what you do. That's how you learn. You start by copying. And then if you can achieve the next level of proficiency, you start to take the skills that you learned from watching and copying, and you transform it into something that's uniquely yours. How did you learn how to walk? You learned how to walk by watching other humans walk when you were a child. And you stood up and you fell, and you stood up and you fell, and you stood up and you fell, and one day you walked, and then you never considered not walking again. Because you learned it. How did you learn to speak? You heard your parents talking, and you tried to mimic the sounds that they were making. Mimicry is the first thing you do when you're learning. So don't be afraid of copying, right? Side tangent, don't be afraid of copying. Just don't say it's yours, right? Just like, hey, here's where I got my inspiration and I'm learning. Why can't you do that? What's wrong with that? Everyone's growing up in a world where there's too much criticism and too much critical feedback that people aren't necessarily asking for. You should be able to learn your own lessons. And kids are growing up in a world right now, at least in my opinion, where they are unable to fail because the first time they fail, they're hit with an avalanche of dislikes or this is crap or blah, blah, blah. And if you do, in fact, make it past that first, you know, soul-crushing defeat, like a Rebecca Black or, you know, I don't know, a Star Wars kid, you know, or I'm trying to think of someone who puts something up as their first thing and just gets trashed. Hell, Jake Lloyd, right? One of his first acting roles is as Anakin Skywalker in Phantom Menace. Like, was he a great actor in that? Probably not. He wasn't the greatest kid, but his writing was also pretty substandard too, and that kid shouldn't have gotten all the crap that he got for, you know, what happened to him. He's played a part in a movie. Come on. Do you want to get harassed because you, harassed at work because you, gave someone the wrong, topping on their burger? Drive him to a mental institution because of it? No. He was just doing what he was told. Poor kid. But Yoda's failure lessons have happened to me in a moment in my life when I'm about to fail a lot, and he has saved me. He has lifted me up. His words have given me new purpose and meaning and have reoriented me. And I've had to use all of these things in my most recent endeavors. And that's why, ultimately, Yoda Yoda means so much to me. And the fact that Rian Johnson brought Yoda back and, like, did Yoda so well. Honestly, he essenced Yoda better than George essenced Yoda, because I still have a chip on my shoulder about Yoda with the lightsaber, because I still think that Yoda doesn't use a lightsaber, right? He's so deep invested in the Force and he's so powerful that he doesn't need to fight, right? The whole point of Yoda is he doesn't need to fight. He's super big in power, not big in stature. I don't know. That's my biggest pet peeve with the prequels. Rian Johnson did to Yoda what Tony Gilroy and Gareth Edwards did to Darth Vader. They actualize them again in inspirative fashion, right? They were good. They were good continuations of seeing these characters be more of themselves. Yoda came back and taught Luke his final lesson that he needed to teach him, which is, look, masters always become less than their students. You always got to let them go. And at the same time, it's time to realize that it's okay to screw up. And you've been screwing up, and you forgot to look at your feet. You kept looking at the horizon. Jedi, Jedi, Jedi Temple, Jedi Temple, Jedi Temple, Jedi Order, Jedi Order. And you didn't realize that, you know, poor Ben. Right in front of you. The nephew. Poor kid. He was fighting some demons. And a weird gold-robed melty man in his head. Look, we all got a gold-robed melty man in our head sometimes, and that guy tells us bad things. Like, what's he say? I'm Snoke. You're gonna be bad. Luke's a bad guy. Your dad don't love you. His dad loved him, though. He just had trouble connecting. I feel that again. Oh, Star Wars. I think that's it for this week. Next week, I want to talk a little bit. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, actually. I want to definitely talk about the whole Ahmed Best thing, like the Jar Jar thing. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about Yeah, I think it's good time to talk a little bit about the prequels. Because the prequels are in the news sort of right now as like emotional trauma for all the actors as part of it, right? Yay! Glad we did that to the actors we loved. Ahmed Best posted that he contemplated suicide because of the way he was being treated after the performance of Jar Jar Binks. Jake Lloyd is crazy. I don't want to say crazy. That's ableist. I'm sorry. He definitely mental instituted, right? And went through some hard times and some mental instability over the fact that, you know, he got a bunch of crap for being Anakin Skywalker. That sucks. I would hate that. I mean, like, I remember when I was a kid actor, I got some pretty nasty reviews. That was like the early days of YouTube comments or some like nasty comments. I was this one guy. We'll talk about it one day, maybe. But one guy was like, oh, this kid's bad. He's like he's a Macaulay Culkin wannabe, and said I was just awful. And I'm like, you're talking about a 12-year-old boy. How dare you? I felt awful. I cried. I cried over a review. A grown man made a young man cry. Young boy cry. I was a young man at 12. What am I talking about? I am way off the rails. That's it for this week. Yoda's my dad. Do or do not, there is no try. If you don't understand that quote, you are actively trying not to understand that quote. Stop your shit. I'll see you guys next week.